Entire cities were put to death, including in 1570 the city of Great Novgorod. The Volkhov River literally ran red with the blood of slaughtered Novgorodians. This was a wretched time for Russia, her first, but unfortunately not her last, reign of terror. Ivan the Terrible was not Russia's only problem. In 1570, a plague ravaged Russia, really. The Lithuanians and Swedes swooped in from the north and the west, as did the Tatars, that is, the old Mongols, from the south, along with the Ottoman Turks. The Tatars even burned Moscow down in 1571. That shock was enough to bring even Ivan the Terrible to his senses, if temporarily. He disbanded the Oprichniks in 1572 and resumed trying to do his job seriously. The Livonian War dragged on to the northwest, the Russian treasury was in ruins, and Ivan had by this time remarried so often that the Russian Orthodox Church no longer considered his marriages legal. In 1581, Ivan got into an argument with his pregnant daughter-in-law when his son, the Tsarevich Ivan Ivanovich, stepped in to protect his wife. Ivan killed him.